Blog Talk Radio.
We were talking to the commissioner the other day. And he said, "How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
What can
sir?
I do for you?
What can I do for you?"
And I told him I need you to bring back something.
Bring back something.
Football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out, football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens shaking they pom-poms. Their leaders, my honeys, we yelling football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out, football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens all on their sidelines. Their leaders, my honeys,
we yelling football back.
Uh-huh.
New salary cap.
Tonight I'm trying to put the whole NFL on my back.
I'm with Grammatica. See how my dog kick it. I take it to the crib. We sliding off the Mike Vickies. I'm with them Pouncy twins. We keep it live, man. And these girls all on my balls like a lineman. I tried to Kurt Warner, man. They ain't listen or pay attention. Or did I mention he love my wood? Now she on the bench. She tried to come by that far, but girl, you tripping, huh? We up in Minnesota. Don't try to persecute me. Use a floozy. White chicks on the sideline. I call her Susie. So now they out here asking Tiki who my barber is. And don't be mad when I say Diego Chargers chick. I keep them high, we be Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm just sliding on that safety right before I give a defense. Ah, Oakland Raider, and I'm 49er. I'm on a red skin on the goal line. Just watch me break a line and
football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens shaking they pom-poms. Their leaders, my honeys, we yelling football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens all on their sidelines. Their leaders, my honeys. Goodell said it best. Football is back. I'm in my Jones Drew jersey and my new Jaguars hat. Tailgating already, drinking a brewski, no teddy. Get super dome like a saint until they drop the confetti. Money's the issue, but now we placing our bets. Solve the currency problem, so now we watching the Jets.
Okay.
Own his pockets so fast, I'm just calling them Rex. Ryan, I ain't lying, hope you catch it like Wes. Watch the Sunday Ticket, my girl begging to kick it. She just called me Gostkowski, she knows that I'm finna stick it. Get that Danny Wood hair, I'm just so patriotic. Threw her game like I'm Brady, and you know that she just caught it. Man, the lockout was whack, but not an NFL back. I'm about my cheese like the pack, now roger that. I said the lockout was whack, but now we back, you know. And if you ain't excited, go pull a Plaxico. Football back, football back. We in the crowd screaming out football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens shaking they pom-poms. Their leaders, my honeys, we yelling football back. Football back. We in the crowd screaming out football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens all on their sidelines. Their leaders, my honeys.
Football back. Welcome back. Fantasy Football Soul Kitchen Radio. Fantasy Football Week 13. 1 week until most playoff starts. Man, my man Brian Owens Camacho, who also came into our league with a 1-6 team, beat my ass last week. He came back with Eli Manning, who scored like 47 points. Brandon Jacobs put up like 20 points. Oh, my God. At the end of the day, I was up on Monday night. I was up 153-93. He came back and beat me like 156-153. Terrible. And now he has a shot for the dance. And his team's name is Camacho's Nightmare. And that's in our Soul Kitchen Radio League. So if you want to be in the Soul Kitchen Radio League, make sure you pay attention. Stay with us. Follow us on Twitter and all that stuff. And then we'll get you in next year. Next year is definitely going to be a paid league. Welcome back, fantasy football people. We have my man, Lou, Memphis Lou is on the phone. What's up, Memphis Lou?
Hey, DJ. I feel like shit, man. All my fantasy games suck. $2 whore this year. But my Cowboys are fire hot in December. I'm excited.
All right. We also got BBB Brian Kaiserman on the phone. What's up, Brian? Wow.
Well, I guess some people don't want to play this morning.
Yeah, I guess he don't want to play. He must be still rubbing his last one out. All right, and on the phone we got Mr. Misha Truves. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah. What it do, baby? It's a beautiful day. I'm wearing my Bill Belichick We Trust T-shirt, and I'm feeling good. I mean, it's not easy if you're the underdogs against the Colts today, but, you know, better pull this one off.
Oh, no. Let's hope they do it. Let's hope Curtis Painter don't have a 600-point game.
I know.
Not
it's
not Curtis
man.
Painter going today, man. Dan, I can't say his name. Guy from UConn.
There he is.
Colts beat the Patriots today. Wouldn't it just be the greatest thing ever?
God.
That would be the best thing of the whole season if the Colts beat the Patriots today.
No way, Lewis. No way.
Nothing else.
I mean, they don't have
to after that.
Yes, in hell, but you know, we can dream. You know.
Yeah, you can dream. Maybe we had a shot yesterday.
We can win the game.
Anything is possible.
This is what's happening today. Last year, it was in October, sort of around this time, but last year, Brian was out here in Oakland, me, him, and Mike, and Jason. We all went to the Dolphins against the Raiders. We broadcasted live from that place, and in the end, the Dolphins got the best of us. The Dolphins beat the Raiders last year in Oakland, so now it's time for us to give them payback. This year, we're going into Miami today in about an hour. We will kick off, and we will kick some ass in Miami. And to help me out, I found a bunch of cheerleaders that help this case. Here it goes.
All right, guys. Go for it.
That's how they're doing it. Those cheerleaders got the Oakland Raiders spirit in them right now.
Probably wow, is that your kid?
I hope they didn't have the Oakland Raiders in them, but yeah, they got the spirit in them. There you go.
Yeah, those are all Rick kids.
It's
going
to be a tough game for the Raiders to win today. I mean, they're traveling all the way to the East Coast, which is tough. It's on trip, done before. I mean, Rolando McClain, one of their top second leading defensive guys, pretty much almost shot somebody. Guy has no brains at all. I mean, he basically doesn't realize they're in a playoff hunt, possibly going to win the division, and he'd rather be on a vacation. He had to go for a funeral down there, and now he's not going to play. I mean, Denarius Moore's out. It's a big loss. Jacoby Ford's not going to play. McFadden's not going to play, and there's another guy that's out too. So there's a lot of injuries. I think that's why the spread is -300 Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins 3-8, but they played every game they played recently have been very close. So. And Matt Moore's really starting to come on. So we'll see if Matt Moore has a really good game today. Do I want the Dolphins to win? Yeah, part of me does. But part of me wants to see get a good quarterback, you know. But, you know, Miami will probably win by 3 to 7 points today, I think. I think the Raiders are going to lose.
Let me tell you something, Brad. Even though the Raiders are banged up, even though Run DMC is out, even though the quarterbacks are gone, as long as you have Polish power in your corner, this guy can hit an 80-yard field goal. You know, this guy can score from anywhere on the field. You know, so as long as you can give him a little bit of offense, get him anywhere around the 45-yard line, the Raiders will score. And that's something that the Dolphins can't do, you know. You guys, you have to get in there.
Come on now. Hold up.
Hey,
Dolphins,
you guys
can't
get in there and two touchdowns. The Dolphins, they're not putting up big numbers.
And you guys are too busy shooting guns in the air.
Hey, maybe that's what Raiders do.
We don't shoot them in the air. We shoot them at your ear. We shoot them at your
that's
ear,
right.
Not in the air. Get it right.
Raiders aren't going to beat the Dolphins today. You're going to see another huge upset today.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like Carson.
All right, guys. Go for it.
Daddy! Yeah, with us! What? What? You got to touch. You got to jam with us. Don't fix us. What? What?
You got to see a big on set today. Green Bay's going to lose.
Don't fix us. Jam with us. What? What? You got to touch. You got to jam with us.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we're back. We got Dan on the phone. Dan, what's happening, man?
Not too much. What's up, Rick?
Man, welcome back to the show. I haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks. Dolphins been on a tear, and today we march into your city, and we tear the place down.
No, ain't going to happen. You guys are missing too many people.
You guys are missing too many people.
I think it's going to be a good game, but you're going to see a couple huge upsets this weekend. Green Bay, if Ahmad Bradshaw plays all game, Green Bay loses.
I don't think he's playing now.
Nah.
Green Bay over the Giants? Are you kidding me?
Dude, you what?
Bet on
are
that,
you?
Man. I don't think I'm betting on it.
Rick, did I not call the last time?
Okay.
You might
have to ask. Hold on, guys. We got a special guest on the line. I do have a special guest on the line because last week we had that Polish power, just like Marcus Lou talked about. We got Polish power, and on the phone I got Gino Janikowski, who is Sebastian Janikowski's cousin. Gino, what's happening? Gino, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Gino, how you doing, man? I'm glad you called. I'm glad I got a chance to email you out there. And where you live at, in Poland or one of them places?
I travel from Poland sometimes in Siberia. Just everywhere, wherever I get the chance to kick the balls, I kick them and then I travel to the ball. That's what I do.
All right. So you're Sebastian Janikowski's cousin. And you know, by the way, did you talk to him last week after he had that amazing game?
Yes, I talked to him briefly, but mainly he wanted to go drink and go kick some more, and I wanted to do the same thing. So it's, it's when we're kicking the balls, we kind of get in our own zone, it is a powerful thing.
So did he talk to you about going to Miami? You know, Miami's a big party city. They've probably been out there for a couple of days. Has he talked to you, text you, or tweeted you or anything about being in Miami?
He did briefly. He told me he gets to fulfill one of his childhood dreams. He's going to get a chance to finally go to the aquarium, look at fish, and kick a dolphin in the head. So he's so excited.
So what do you think about his chances of coming out with a win with his powerful foot in Miami, in the Dolphin Stadium today?
I feel like today he's going to kick at least five field goals. He will be kicking.
You're not going to get into the end zone.
Well, it doesn't matter because my cousin, he has such a strong foot. He will be kicking at least a 50 yarder, and I can even see an 80 yarder. So, I mean, it doesn't matter where you put my cousin. His foot is so good, he'll be kicking the ball from the 4-yard line.
I don't like that windy today.
Oh, it really doesn't matter with him because he likes to kick against the wind. He is a cybertronic robot. That is what my cousin is. We are so proud of him.
I believe it.
Yes,
he's been one of the most consistent kickers for the last 15 years.
It's true, you know. The thing is, nobody knows how old my cousin is. He's a mysterious man. Sometimes I don't even know if he's even a real human being. He might have been, designed in a Polish laboratory, you know. That is one of my theories. He's a crazy man.
He's a special individual.
It's true. One time as kids, I didn't let him into the house, so he kicked the house door, but the whole house fell down. He is so strong.
Are you raping any women lately?
Do you want that?
No.
All right. Well, Dino, thank you for calling, man. Good luck. Good luck with the game today. Go text your cousin. Tell him that we got his back. And we want to see him win today in Miami. And thank you for your call.
No problem. Just happy to be here.
Okay.
And thank you, boss. Of course.
All right.
That was
Gino, Sebastian Janikowski's cousin. So we got some. I got another thing going because today is a very special day. Today we've been all season. It seems like it's been a Miami Dolphins show. We got all these fucking Dolphin fans on the phone. We got Brian. We got Dan. We got Teddy.
Teddy's here.
Teddy, you're not a Dolphins fan, are you?
It's an odd situation. I grew up a Cowboys fan. And then once I moved, I started following the Dolphins because I always wanted to be able to root for a hometown team. So I'm kind of just here and there with that. But I was really torn on Thanksgiving.
That must have really hurt you.
Yeah, I had to talk Brian down from the ledge on Thanksgiving. That was rough for him. He still owes me money from that game too.
Wow. We got another caller on the line. 410. Where are you calling from? Welcome to Soul Kitchen Radio.
How you doing? Is this Brian?
Yeah, it's Brian.
Brian's on the phone. What's
up? Macho on. How are you doing, Scott?
This is Scott Lefko. How are you?
Yeah, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
Thank you. So you're a humongous football fan, right? I mean, you played football and stuff. I mean, what do you think about some of these games today? I mean,
well, I find it interesting. You know, everybody's been all over Tebow.
Oh, yeah. God.
But it's now the national game at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean,
they know where to put the games to make money.
You know, that's one of the main things. That's the big thing that they always do. I mean, that's, you know, we could talk a lot about that because I think that's how basketball is structured. I could go on all kinds of theories about that. So go ahead. Keep going on, Scott. Man, I'm glad you're...
I agree with what you're saying. I thought it was a riot when they decided to settle the lockout, whatever you want to call it, with the NBA. But they're going to come back Christmas Day.
Everything.
And they've already got who's playing who and where so that everybody will watch the game.
It was all set up
to do that. They knew that was gonna happen.
Unbelievable.
Money, bar, everything. You know, they're like, oh, we're gonna make all this money. But I mean, that's the way sports is nowadays. I mean, you played back in the day. You played with the Eagles. You played the Penn State. And with all everything going on right now in sports, it's not what it used to be. I mean, that's why when it gets down to it, I mean, I love the NFL, but college is where it's at. I mean, these guys play with a lot of heart.
Why would you play with a lot of heart? You're getting $10 million a year. These guys get ridiculous salaries.
I couldn't agree more.
Buddy's life. They don't run in no burning house.
No. Nope.
You know, they don't do anything. They get on the football field on Sunday and they play.
Yeah.
What they want. It's just never ending. They want more and more and more. Could you imagine you or me or Brian or Rick going to their boss saying, listen, I'm the hardest worker you got. I want part of the business. They tell you, go fuck yourself. You're fired.
Yeah. No doubt about it. You know, I agree.
The owners make a lot of money, but that's the reason why they're the owners. They put millions of dollars of their own money, whether it's like Trump and it's fake money or whether it's like Jones and it's real money. Man, it's their money they put up. They pay you, you know, and to walk in and tell them that you want more money because you feel like a slave? Come on.
Well, let me ask you guys a question.
Sure.
I played 35 years ago. Do you think I have health benefits?
Well, you should.
You think you would.
According to this new CBA, you should have health benefits. I don't know if there was a maximum time of playing, like a tenure associated with that, but... But 35 years ago,
whose fault is that? Well, let me tell you, 1993, the NFL Players Association, under Gene Upshaw, took everything away from us.
That's right. I can tell you
all right now that there are Hall of Famers, whose monthly pension is $204 a month.
And that's ridiculous.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
Of course it is.
But whose fault is that? That's the union's fault.
Well, here's what we have said. Why did the NFLPA, who represents, in all honesty, the active players, go to the table and speak on behalf of the retirees?
They don't care
and
about the retirees. You're not paying
anybody.
Money anymore.
Well, but the retirees, we're not looking to rape anybody.
And I agree with that.
But this league became what it is off our back.
Exactly.
We played $30,000 a year and had to work two other jobs and... This baloney, I watch these guys getting paid to go out and sign autographs and the appearance
fees. That's ridiculous
fees.
To me. That's
Dear
ridiculous.
God,
to
I
me.
Can tell you something. When I was in Philadelphia, you'd come into your locker and there'd be a note that would tell you, be out front at 5:30. The van was taking you to John Wanamaker's. And you stood there after being beat up all day for 2 hours, posing for Polaroids with kids and, you know, everything else, and John Wanamaker's.
Yeah, it's a part of the job.
Yeah, so
yeah.
On the phone,
and
you guys, we've got Scott Lefko. Scott Lefko from, he's from the Bleacher Report. Is that right, Scott? You're from the Bleacher Report, right? Go ahead and plug yourself real quick. Go ahead and plug
yourself. I don't want anybody feeling bad for me.
I don't feel bad for you, per se. I feel bad because of the union.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care about nobody but the people that are actually playing right now because they are paying their
dues. And that's who they're making their money off of.
That's right. Once you guys retire, they don't care. And that's the worst part because if it wasn't for the older players, there'd be no league, there'd be no union, there'd be nothing.
Well, but I'm going to tell you something, and it'll blow a lot of you on the phone away. Mm. The Players Association, when it came down to the 11th hour on the CBA, they pulled $500 million that they had committed to the retirees. And when they pulled their $500 million, the owners and the NFL pulled their money. So everybody out there who thinks we're getting something.
Oh, I know you're not.
It's smoke. We're not getting a thing.
No, I'm from
a hockey town. So I know exactly.
We're trying to help
you
hockey
through.
Players right now. I don't know if you know that or not. We have an organization called Dignity After Football. And you're going to start to see Dignity After Hockey. Same law firm that's helping us is going to be helping the hockey retirees, because whether people know it or not, and I guess you being from hockey know, they don't get anything.
No, no, they don't.
And people are dying. Mm-hmm. All these older players, like Chester McLaughlin. I mean, did he get the health issues? 42, dying. I mean, played in the league. I mean, all these Ken Hole. I mean, you know, all these football
Dave
players.
Dave Duerson, guys. I'm telling you straight up. Dave Duerson, Super Bowl, Chicago Bears.
Yep.
He asked for disability. He knew he had a problem with his head. Headache, ungodly, couldn't stand it. They denied him.
Ridiculous.
And he took a gun and put it to his heart and shot himself in his bedroom and left the note to send his brain to Boston University.
In Miami.
Wow. That's...
How bad? And I hear fans all the time with this, you know, the rules stink and this stinks, and, you know, they want to see everybody get banged up. But the reality is, the guys that are playing today, they are going to be me one day.
Right. So let me ask you.
And they're not going to be able to play with their grandkids. And they're not going to be able, you know, to keep a sentence together, because they get banged around too much.
Yeah,
and all the flipping money in the world, it doesn't replace being able to live your life with some dignity.
See, now I believe they should do it the same as they do with anything else. What they need to do is, when a guy signs a contract, he needs to take a percentage, which needs to go into a special fund for them when they retire. And you can't say that it's all the league's fault. I mean, most of it is the union, because they're a bunch of money grubbing. They don't care. All they care about is getting you guys, the players, a big contract so they can get a bigger cut from the players. Eventually,
exactly.
You're going to see unions go down the toilet, period. And you're going to have
There's no disagreement here.
But the problem with the players, and the problem with a lot of the players are, is these guys come from not so great backgrounds, and they don't know what to do with this money.
Yeah. Oh, they know how to spend it.
Oh, of course they do.
And
when in drugs,
that's
and
the real issue. When the time comes, guys, and you wind up with a 2-month, 3-month stint in the hospital after surgery and rehabs, you can go through 6 figures, no problem.
Yeah.
You can go through $100,000, $200,000.
Especially if you're talking to a real specialist that's doing some serious surgery.
Right.
Well,
I'm
only telling you from personal experience. They discovered I had a brain tumor.
I went
to Johns Hopkins Hospital, best hospital in the country.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And...
So, Scott, all that money, everything is coming out of your own pocket for your medical expenses?
No, I thank everybody on the phone. You guys are taking care of me.
Oh, okay, so you got Medicare.
Medicare.
Okay. Well, hey.
Isn't that sad, though?
But, that's sad that you have to go to Medicare after spending how many years in the league? Did you play in the league?
6
years in the league, and you were offensive lineman, probably?
I'm sorry?
What position did you play?
Defensive line.
Yeah, so you're a defensive lineman, so you're down in the gutter. You're getting beat up after 6 years. What is a tenure on NFL experience?
When I played, it was 4 years, one game. Wow.
Okay. So you should have already been. And then what you're saying is when they passed the law, you got kicked out of the benefits? Is
93. The union voted to take away health benefits and medical benefits.
So what happened with the CBA this year? From what I understand, the CBA is back, and they got millions of dollars and billions of dollars to spend on retired people like yourself. Is that is that going to go back to you? Are you getting some of that?
I have heard nothing yet.
Okay, so there should.
So my $175 a month check.
Wow.
I'll tell you what Bob Lilly from the Dallas Cowboys told me. His retirement check was $224.
Jesus.
And he said
that's sickening.
That his lawyer told him the best he could figure out he might see $2,000 a month now.
That's sickening.
Now,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you something that you can look it up, check it out.
Okay.
Baseball players.
Mm-hmm.
If you make it and play one inning in a baseball game and walk away from the game, you get $12,500 a month when you retire.
Wow. One inning in the MLB, one inning as
I was playing.
And see, let's say you play
baseball
one inning.
Baseball sucks.
One inning. All right? You're vested.
Oh, okay.
And the minimum is $12,500. But that's what they negotiated for their retirees.
And so
the problem with the NFL is they never went in and negotiated for the players as retirees. They negotiated for today's money. Exactly.
And so many fans
don't realize that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna do a research paper because I need to do better with my time sometimes and just to research a lot of this because why are all these football players just dropping dead at young ages? I mean, you don't see baseball players, and people say, oh, baseball's not a great sport, and oh, it doesn't take it's one of the best toughest eye hand coordination sports out there. I mean, I played.
No way.
And, I mean,
no way. How many of you are gonna watch games today?
Everybody.
All right. Everybody's watching football.
Everybody's going to watch.
Do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Watch him, but watch him close. Watch how many times when a ball player gets hit, how many times he bounces off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when they play the slow-mo now and everybody's got the high-def TV, some of the hits these guys take, you might as well stand on the highway and let a truck hit you.
Yeah, it's bad. Look at the concussions that they take.
That's part of what you do, though.
Yeah,
but
that's pretty
good. In 1974, we had what basically was high-impact plastic helmets.
I know. I remember.
You know what the helmets are made out of now?
In high school, we played with those. Now they got the
fiber carbon Kevlar.
And
you
now they're
fire a 357 into that helmet.
Now they're talking about putting the sensors in the head and the helmets for so they could measure concussions and stuff like that. Scott, man, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Scott Lefko, BleacherReport.com. Scott, when does your columns come out?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, and it's on BleacherReport.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Scott, man.
Can I ask everybody on the call to do one thing?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Go to Dignity After Football.
DignityAfterFootball.com.
And just join. It doesn't cost you anything, but it'll keep you up to date. It'll let you know all the questions you may have, what's happening to the vets.
Great. Well, Scott, man, we wish you luck in battling your cancer.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
brother.
Hey, no problem, man. Who do you got?
Have a great day.
Scott, Raiders or Dolphins?
I'm sorry?
Raiders or Dolphins?
Today, Raiders.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Thank you.
I wish it were the Dolphins. Gary Apremi is one of my best friends, but I gotta call it like I see it.
Well, the Raiders are 3-point underdogs. That's what I don't.
Hey, Scott.
I think Carson Palmer, rather, will play a little better than Mr. Moore.
All right.
Hey,
guys, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Scott, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye, Scott.
That's sad news, you know.
It's not sad, it's a disgrace.
That was a great story. That's the kind of stuff we want here. That's what we do here on Soul Kitchen Radio is not only do we talk about football, but we give you the insights about football. Like we had the Behind the Mask guy on last year, and he told us a lot about some of the other stuff. I mean, it's not only about fantasy football on Sundays. It's about knowing the game and what goes on behind the scenes and what these guys who put their blood, sweat, and tears for our enjoyment go through. You know, baseball doesn't go through this. The NBA doesn't go through this. They might have some sore legs and shit like that. But, man, let's get back into some fantasy football, guys.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Okay, guys. So I got a question today. I'm actually in a win it or lose it situation in my league. And I'm gonna have some help from you guys. So
sure.
This is my starting. I got one quarterback, two receivers, one running back, two flex positions, a tight end. Okay. I'm playing Michael Vick was out, so I had to sit him. So I'm playing Andy Dalton as my quarterback, Larry Fitzgerald, Jordy Nelson. Those are my wide receivers. I have to stick with them.
Nice.
You know, I'm rolling with Ryan Matthews today, and my question here, this is where it kind of gets sticky. I got Maurice Morris going against New Orleans Saints, Lance Moore going against Detroit, Antonio Brown against Cincinnati, Joe McKnight at Washington, or Brad Smith, Buffalo receiver going against Tennessee. I need two of those. Which two are the best?
Lance Moore.
Lance Moore.
So here we go. Once again, Maurice Moore. I need two of these guys. Maurice Morris, Lance Moore, Antonio Brown, Joe McKnight, or Brad Smith. I need two.
It depends on. Is Smith playing for Detroit running back? Is he back?
That's what I'm
he's
not.
Yeah, he's back. He's hurt on Thanksgiving.
Today.
I don't know.
Kevin Smith is back, but he's been at practice.
If he's playing, Morris isn't going to get any.
Kevin Smith's playing today. He's playing.
Morris is hardly going to get nothing.
Yeah, and the one thing about Morris is even when he does get stuff, he doesn't run hard. He gets 2 yards every now and then. All right, he gets 2 yards every carry, 2-3 yards every carry. So I'm kind of I think I'm going to sit him, but I'm going to go with Antonio Brown, maybe. I'm thinking Antonio Brown over Morris. And I don't know, Brad Smith had a great game last week. You think he could?
I think he's a one-hit wonder.
You think he's a one-hit wonder?
I would start Lance Moore.
You should give him a chance.
Because it's going to be a high-scoring game, Detroit, New Orleans. I think Lance Moore is going to at least get one touchdown, 70 yards today.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a route, actually.
I feel like it's going to be a shootout. Every game that we've seen this game that's been prime time, we go, oh my God, it's going to be a shootout. It turns out to be 10-6. You know, and so Brian Owens Camacho, you tell me. Which ones? You help me because this is your league I'm playing in. He don't care. He's in first place. Anyway, Joe McKnight.
I got a tough game with Clubber Lang.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I'm
definitely going with Moore for wide receiver.
McKnight
might be a good might. Now I hate the Jets, but McKnight might actually be a good
pick. How do you have Joe McKnight?
Because
I have Joe McKnight in my league.
This is a different league, Brian. That's how, you idiot.
Okay.
But with them playing Washington, as banged up as Washington is, you may see McKnight pull out a good game.
But Sean Green is starting again, right?
I think so.
I think Sean Green is starting again today, and so has LT. LT's been on the field too in the practice. So Joe McKnight's carries are going to really go down. The only thing you could hope for with Joe McKnight is that Washington scores a lot and they kick a lot of
yeah.
kickoff.
That's the only reason why I'm starting him today in my flex pick.
All right, so I think. Okay, guys, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to go with Antonio Brown and Lance Moore. Lance Moore, I've been sitting, but then last week he had two catches because with Drew Brees, you never know. He throws to everybody. So you never know
yeah.
who's the guy. But
yeah.
Lance Moore to me has always been like a Miles Austin where he's that go-to guy.
Potential. He's potential to catch on fire.
Right. Yeah, and I think right now with coming off of a – The last two weeks he's had touchdowns. I think he's going to be a good play, and it's a Sunday night game, so I like to keep my points. I like to be the last one to make points because then you
Me
always
too.
Come,
Me
come
too.
Back. You know, so
Cam Newton or Matthew Stafford today? Anybody? I'm going Cam.
Oh, Cam Newton all the way.
Yeah, I think Cam Newton's a never fit. Cam
Stafford.
Newton's a never.
Yeah, Cam Newton, he's a stats machine. I mean, that's just.
I know
not
were they playing
really
Donald
it,
Brown. Who are they playing today?
Who? Tampa Bay.
Carolina.
Tampa Bay.
Okay.
I think Carolina can win that game.
As terrible as Tampa Bay has been, look at how they've played the last few weeks.
Well, Josh Freeman is out, so Tampa Bay is going
with the rookie. I think Carolina can win.
Oh, wow. They're going to go with Johnson at quarterback.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
They sure are.
He's a runner.
Well,
might get you some points money-wise.
So also okay, so that's it. I'm going with that one. Let me see what my matchup looks like.
Who's playing Camacho today? Who's gonna win that?
I believe I am.
He's gonna
Misha's
win.
Playing me. So here we go. So these are the guys I'm going against today. I'm going against Kevin Cobb, Roddy White, Greg Little, Ben Tate, Jermichael Finley, Roy Helu, Andre Johnson, Josh Brown, DeMarcus Ware, Troy Polamalu, Roman Harper, and Sean Lee. I'm glad I don't have none of those guys on my teams because the one thing I hate is when I have to root for somebody who's going to score points against me because I play in so many different leagues. I hate that.
That sucks.
That sucks. Like, oh, man, I got Adrian Peterson, but in my other league, if he goes off, I'm going to lose. I hate that.
He's
it
not
happens.
Playing.
Isn't he out today?
He's not playing today.
I'm just saying. That's just an example. I don't have him in none of my leagues, but I just hate when I have to do that.
Lewis, what happened when you're not making the playoffs this year?
Lewis is gone. Lewis hung up. That's why. That's what happened.
He wants to avoid
that. ESPN league. Anybody who wants to play fantasy basketball, let me know. We're doing a money league on ESPN if anyone's interested in jumping in.
Sorry.
Email my boy Richard at Fana.
Hey, real quick, guys. You know, one of my favorite shows. It is Christmas time, and you know, one of my favorite times is the Cave Miser. You guys know him, the Cave Miser. Well, I got another one. Here it is. This is. I want to give you guys. Give me a few minutes, a few seconds. Here we go.
I'm Mr. Terrorist. I'm Mr. Scum. I'm Mr. Bin Laden, public enemy number one. They call me Cave Miser, hiding in a hole, dug in deep like a mole. Damage code.
Where did
you find that?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cave Miser.
That's going right there. Yeah, we still gotta make sure we got enough time to call special Voodoo football personnel.
That's right. So one thing we got today, this is very special. I got on Facebook, I got on Twitter, and I got a hold of Donovan McNabb, who was released from the Minnesota Vikings last week, and now he doesn't have a home, so we're gonna call him, and we're gonna figure out what's going on. He's actually gonna call us in a little bit, and then we're gonna get him. So anybody else got anything that you want to know, starts or sits, give us a call, 714-694-4150. Brian, Mike, who do you have playing today?
What's up?
Who do you got playing today on your team? I know you're playing against me.
I got to go help him. I got a special assistant in Brian. He's changing in my whole team. So you won't even know who's playing against you. It's going to be a mystery.
That's good.
Yeah. It's going to be a mysterious football team coming
at you.
I'm going to
go do it in like 5 minutes here. Oh, shit. It's almost 1 o'clock. I got to get
on that. All right. If you guys have any.
I got to go, guys.
Okay. Hey, let's real quick. We're not going to get no pick from
Virginia. I want to make one prediction, though, before I leave.
What?
If Austin Bradshaw blows it up today, Green Bay loses their first game.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
All right.
That's my one prediction for the day.
Wait a minute, Dan. On the phone, we got Minnesota Vikings ex-quarterback Donovan McNabb. Donovan, how you doing?
Pretty good. Sorry, I was at a bar yesterday. Lost my voice a little bit here. I know I don't sound like myself lately, but I'm pretty happy that I'm not playing football right now. I get to play for just about anybody, so that's a good thing. You know, I'm really excited about that.
Where are you really
hoping to go to? I was just in talks with this Premier League in Moscow. And I just feel like the future might be really good for me over there.
Moscow.
Do you think it's going to help? Do you think it's going to help with them trying to make up some European teams to start in the league? Oh, it definitely will help because, you know, I feel like with my talents and with my past history and with the legend that I am, I feel like it's going to really draw in the crowd. I feel like a lot of people are going to want to be at the game to watch me play football, and not to mention I'll probably be the only black guy in the league, so it will definitely raise my stock a bit over there in Moscow.
I heard you might go to Dallas.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a possibility, but I'm really strongly leaning on this Russian team because I feel like that's where the magic's going to be waiting for me. And I'm all about the magic.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. They got a new marketing promotion over to me for me promoting a new kind of soup. Their version of chicken noodle soup was a chicken borscht soup, so I'm pretty excited about that.
I love borscht.
Are they bringing your mom out there to do commercials too?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. I'm going to bring my mother over there, so she's going to help me with all the marketing.
Hey, Lou, live on the phone, we have Donovan McNabb, former Minnesota Vikings quarterback. Lou, you got a question for Donovan McNabb? He's talking about going to Russia to play football.
Oh, my God, Donovan McNabb, wow.
Yeah.
He should go to Houston and be a god.
What about the Houston talks, Donovan?
Well, you know, it's all a possibility, but, you know, I just I feel like I'm too good, really, at this point in my career to be playing for any team in the NFL right now.
Come on.
Yeah.
What about the
Chunky Soup All-Stars?
that's what I'm all about these days. That's something for me. That's something for me.
We got a question from the chat room, Donovan.
Let me ask you a question.
What's your favorite club in Minnesota?
What is my favorite club in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Hold on. Stand right there. Hold your sister's hand. Let me know how I feel.
It would have to be the Holyoes.
Oh,
The women there are exceptional. I went there the other night, actually, with my good friend Terrell Owens, and
you still keep in contact?
Oh yeah, we do. We both have the same doctor who prescribes us the same pills, so you know it keeps us together.
Is that true? You were thrown up in the final drive of the Super Bowl that year?
Yeah, you know, and I'm, you know, not too many people know about this because I've been keeping this a pretty good secret, but I am actually a woman, and
nice.
I was pregnant, and it was, you know, that's when I first found out that I'm, you know, pregnant.
Oh, nice, and nice. We've all been there, right?
Yeah, it was very difficult. yes, of course. That's why it's been so difficult for me.
Here's a
clean
other one for years, man. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? Donovan McNabb is on the phone, everybody. 714-694-4150. Is it the money in the Russian League that wants you, that makes you want to go to the Russian League, Donovan? That's another question.
No, absolutely not. I play for the love of the game. I'm hoping to break Brett Favre's record of most teams played for after I should have been retiring. So, you know, it's a goal that I've set for myself at this point in my career.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I heard
ahead.
They're bringing back the XFL. Maybe you could play there. Vince McMahon's bringing it back, I heard.
Are they bringing it back to one-year league?
I don't know.
If he brings me back to that, I'd be happy to play. And I also would like to play my own receiver and play the quarterback position. So I feel like it would be the best of both worlds if I could be in that league, because I feel like with my talent, my skill, and my career, I will be the most exceptional football player over there. So I welcome that opportunity with open arms. Not to mention that I'm a hell of a good suit promoter.
Nice.
All right,
What about the Campbell's soup commercial?
What about the cans?
The curse. How many guys have done that soup commercial and have gotten hurt or ended up not in the league anymore?
Well, I don't know if you've ever tried or tasted chicken Campbell's noodle soup. It has fine noodles in it and 100% beef. And it's got nice thick potatoes with nice gravy in there in between. So I figure, you know, when you're enjoying such a quality soup, it doesn't matter what kind of curse is put on you. So go ahead and stop by your local grocery store and pick up a can of Campbell's soup because it is delicious.
I do have some already. I have chicken noodle soup.
Well, you're doing a good job. Have you tried the new beef flavor, the beef curry, and also we got a new line that's coming out. It's called turkey. It's really good.
Oh, really? No,
oh, that's delicious. On sale, 2 for $5 this week.
All right.
Oh, shit. Of course, you got to take advantage of something.
Donovan McNabb, thank you for being on the phone. We got my mom on the phone. Can you wish her a happy birthday for us?
Oh, of course. Mr. Camacho?
Uh-huh.
You
it was
just
my
turned
birthday
20.
Yesterday, so was Ricky's birthday yesterday. He's my birthday baby.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing. See, I wish to pick you up and throw you and score a touchdown with you.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you could listen me up because I weigh too much.
That's not true. I am the strongest quarterback to ever come out of the football league.
Really?
Should still be in the football league, so I'm pretty strong. I'm really
strong.
Well, how
about if I weigh about 300 pounds because you pick me up?
make yourself 500 pounds. I might use a forklift, but I'll still be able to pick you up.
Oh, okay.
There it is. All right, Donovan, thanks for calling in, man.
Anytime. Please call me again. I'm loaded.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling me and tell me about the food.
I heard Carson Palmer the other day. He said he was hitting up North Turner for tickets. So why don't you hit up some of these guys, get us some tickets, and maybe we'll see you at the Super Bowl, man.
Oh, come on down. I'll get you in. Don't worry. We'll
okay,
pretend to be janitors.
All right. It's all good. I'm Mexican.
Nice.
So it makes sense. All right. Talk to you later.
Goodbye.
All right. Donovan McNabb. Hey, everybody. my mom is on the phone, and the reason I got her on the phone, we're not going to really do picks this week because we ran out of time, but it was her birthday yesterday, and she turned 74 years old.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. How old are you, Ricky?
I turned 42 yesterday. So.
Oh, my goodness. You're a baby.
Yeah, my mom, I was born on my mom's birthday, and she'll tell you the story that she was in the club drinking, getting drunk, and then all of a sudden she started having...
Oh, jerk. Look at you, you weren't even there.
She said the lady that got beat up had to take her to the hospital and all kinds of stuff. It's a crazy story. We don't have enough time because football's about to start. But, Mom, the guys came together, and we're going to sing you happy birthday. You ready?
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3... Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
We
love you, Camacho's mom.
Yeah, we were all in sync on that one.
Fix your fantasy football team.
That sounds like Bill Ricky and the other end from the
kid.
Is that Bill Ricky singing too?
He doesn't want to work for me today. Why is it not working? I signed in on Google and it doesn't want to work. It says you have no team.
Oh, really?
Good.
All right, Mom.
Oh,
Mom.
What?
You did 10-5 last week and you did a great job. I'm just going to ask you a couple of scores, a couple games, and then we'll let you go.
Oh, okay.
You got to ask about the Cowboys.
Okay, Mom, here we go. A couple games real quick. We're just going to run a couple of them. Let me see. Where's the Cowboys at?
Cowboys,
Arizona.
Dallas Cowboys or Arizona Cardinals, Mom?
The Cowboys.
Nice.
The Cardinals are going to win that one.
How about Oakland Raiders at Miami Dolphins?
It's got to be the Oakland Raiders.
Definitely. Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, I'm not sure.
Okay. Here's a big one. This one means a lot. Detroit Lions at New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans.
All right. And then the final game.
Wow.
Green Bay Packers at the New York Giants.
The Green Bay Packers.
All right. Well, there it goes.
Oh, wow.
They're undefeated.
Ask your mom who's going to win a fantasy this week.
How about me versus Camacho?
Yeah. Oh, I'm playing the Memphis Cowboys.
What?
Yeah, me and
Camacho.
The Cowboys
today in ESPN League? Mom, who's
Cowboys gonna win the landslide?
I said the Cowboys. I don't know her name.
How about this? The Mop Squad or the South Memphis Cowboys? The Mop Squad
the Cowboys.
Yes.
Hey, Ricky Mom's my favorite. She's my favorite.
Yeah, well, I like the Cowboys.
No more drugs.
Hey, anytime you want to come to Memphis... You're more than welcome. I got a place for you.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No more drugs.
Ricky's cousin lives out there.
I think I'm living already.
Okay, Mom. Well, have a great Sunday. I'll call you later on. Happy birthday again.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
All right, guys. Got 1 minute to football, but I wanted to show you. I went on a tour of Santa Claus's crib, and here it is. Check it out.
I'm Santa Claus, and welcome to my crib. This is the most important room in the house, the kitchen. Here's my fridge. Start with the usual: cinnamon buns. Honey buns, mama's buns. I've got my 52 plasma on the wall, and over there, the closet. This is pretty much where I keep the threads, stock full of bread
suits and boots and suspenders and belt buckles. Thanks for checking out my crib. You ain't gonna go home, but you gotta get the hell up on out of here. Peace.
All right, that's Santa Claus's crib.
Ricky, did you tell him that when you were a little kid, you checked out the crib and found that it was a doll instead of a real baby Jesus? And he told me it was a doll, and he said, "You lied to me, Mom. It's not a baby. It's a doll with a broken arm, and you were holding the arm up. You were on the stage." Oh, my goodness.
That was at the Mormon church. She took us to the
Mormon
church.
Oh, man. Gotcha now. Yeah. 44, 42.
42.
Yeah. 42. Brian's as old as you, finally.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, guys.
Brian, Rick.
All right, guys. I'll tell you
what's
some football.
And, Brian, I'll probably talk to you later on. What's up, Daniel? You're still on the air. I could have really fixed Misha's football team.
Hey, we want to thank Scott.
Rick and Tom, Ricky, you went to all the churches.
Hey, everybody, we want to thank Scott.
And you belong to all the religions.
Yeah, guys, if you want to ask Scott, seriously, I don't think Lewis was on the show. Scott's a great guy. No, I just started talking.
I'm here.
Lewis is there.
Lewis is here. He came back.
Lewis came back after I asked him, what happened, Lewis? What happened with the playoffs this year?
Hey, man. The sun shines on every dog's ass every once in a while.
I'm gonna win it this year, and I'm getting your money on Monday, dude.
Lewis,
so,
you just got 10 points on me. How'd you do that?
How did I do
I'm up 6 points.
You're up 10-0 because you're playing the Steelers defense and football started.
I don't know who I'm playing. I don't know.
Andy Dalton, I picked him apart today. Who knows?
Hey, I'm going for that.
I'm
okay.
Make the fantasy playoffs. Thank you, guys. Here for me to win it all.
This is a great show. Scott Lepko, thanks for coming on from BleacherReport.com. Make sure you check out his stuff every Wednesday. He comes on BleacherReport.com. Scott Lepko, thank you, Donovan McNabb, coming out today and being on the show. Also, thank you for Gino Tanikowski. Sebastian Krakowski's cousin was on the show. It's football time, guys. We got to get out of here.
We got a baseball winter meeting show on Wednesday, guys.
Wednesday night. What time, Brian? What time?
Probably around. I got to talk to Dan, but 7 or 8 o'clock.
Okay, I'm there.
Dan, are you coming on that show? Is this Dan that's coming on the show?
Dan Schultzberg, you met him. Remember he was on our show before, baseball guy.
Oh yeah, he was a great guy.
Oh, yeah. Mr. 3000.
Yeah, make it 8 o'clock.
Yeah, he's going to be live from the winter meeting. So, if you want to know
okay.
Red Sox talk, might even try to get Bobby Valentine on if possible.
All right, here we go. It's kickoff time in Miami. Let's do it. Go
I'll hit you up later. I'm going to watch the game.
Good luck, guys. I'm right here, guys.
I'll see you guys. Come on, back.
The autumn wind is a pirate. Blustering in from sea, with a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, are you ready for some football? Raider Nation, you ain't ready for no football. Are you ready for some football?
Yeah.
You ain't ready for the football.
Here we come, baby. Just win, baby. Feel the storm of the cold autumn wind, baby. It's the Oakland Raiders. Get your mouthpiece. You in the black hole with the black beast. This ain't black gold. This is black silver. Commitment to excellence. We deliver. And we'll play past regulation. It's the invasion of the Raider Nation.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation,
are you ready for the football?
Yeah,
you ain't ready for the football.
Ah.
You ain't ready for the Oakland Raiders.
Come on,
it's the invasion of the Oakland Raiders.
Let's go.
Are you ready for the football?
Yeah,
you ain't ready for the football.
Ah.
The Raider Nation is united when they see them pirates.
fans get excited.
Get excited.
The opposition get quiet when I hit the field with my eye patch and my shield. The silver and black will attack.
Will attack.
Are you ready for some football? The silver and black will attack.
Will attack.
Are you ready for some football?
Raider Nation.